This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
There's a guy walking on the West Side Highway you almost hit.
There's a man walking southbound on the West Side Highway.
He changed lanes.
No, he didn't.
He put his arm out.
Did he signal?
Yeah, he put his arm out.
Walking signal.
We were like a half mile from an exit.
Well, he wanted to make sure he didn't miss it.
Because you're not allowed to back up on the highway. Because that could be dangerous.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Wait, makes the noise. He goes rocking back.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Tomorrow, all right, the big 9 o'clock hour. DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. So we got Knicks conversation now. We'll get into the Nets in a little bit. Islanders, of course, lost last night. I think I've been very supportive of you during this.
You have. I give you credit. I mean, first segment, you could tell I was down.
And I tried to bring you out of the
right. Dungeon. Right. I mean, you just were changing the topic a little bit, which I appreciate. But we had to, at some point, we're going to have to.
Yeah, we got to discuss the elephant in the room.
Right.
Devils, Rangers tonight, of course. This portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. So it sounds to me like the Cleveland Cavaliers maybe don't love the brand of physicality the Knicks play with.
Good.
Right?
Good.
Doesn't that kind of feel like if they're discussing it, you're maybe in their head a little bit?
Right. Yeah, well, listen, this is what happens when you get to the postseason. Everything ramps up, especially in the NBA, regular season compared to what you're seeing in the postseason. And that's one of the things I think the Knicks looked at in this series that they could take advantage of, was their level of physicality. So, good. That's exactly what you want to hear from the opposing team.
I would think so. Here is a couple of guys, Okoro discussing it, Darius Garland as well, on defending Jalen Brunson's, as they put it, antics.
Probably giving him off the free throw line, not falling for his pump fakes and those antics of draw fouls.
I mean, so you can see, if you're responding like that, it feels like the other team is kind of in your head a little bit.
Probably a little bit. I think you're also searching for reasons as to why you lost game one at home. I'm of the mindset, you know this, we've been doing this show long enough, that whatever means necessary.
Oh, I don't care.
We're the same like that.
I don't care how it looks.
Right, like if I need to, you call it antics, whatever you want to call it, I'm going to throw my head back, whatever gives me the opportunity to beat you.
I don't want
to
be dirty.
Right, you're not dirty, but right. I'm going to walk that line.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I don't want to be a team, I don't want to root for a team that's a dirty team.
No, of course not. I'm not talking about being dirty.
Right, no, I know you're not. I'm just saying, like, there is that line where I don't want to cross it, but within reason, I don't care. I don't care how a win looks. I don't care. The Knicks could win tonight 27-23. I don't care. They could have a 40-point lead and win by one. I don't care. All I care, Rangers could be up 7-0 and win 7-6. I don't care. There's no such thing, especially in the postseason, as a bad loss. It does not exist.
No, it doesn't exist. Like, if for some reason you name the Ranger tonight, no, gets barely tugged on and falls down, and they call a penalty, and the Devils are pissed because they said he dove, and you score a goal on the power play.
I don't care.
Who cares? Don't you shouldn't have hooked me then.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not my job to stay on my feet. I'm trying to win this game.
Absolutely. More Okoro, more of Brunson's, as he puts it, antics.
Nodding your head back, falling on the ground with not a lot of physicalities used on you. Just little things to help you get fouled and things get to the free throw line.
So do you think he gets away with stuff?
Today's game, a lot of players do that to get to the free throw line. So as a defender, we just have to adjust to that and be smart.
See, what he considers antics, I consider to be really smart basketball.
Gamesmanship. They're doing the same stuff. Stop. Please.
Everybody does it.
Yeah, right. I mean, you make a big deal out of it when you lose.
The Knicks got. You think he would have complained about this if the
no.
Cavs had won game one?
Absolutely
no.
Not.
No. They're upset because
you know
they
what
lost
he's doing.
The game.
But you know what he's doing.
And he's also pandering to the referees.
Exactly right.
Getting ready for game two. This is how they do it. They do it via the media.
Yeah. Well, you do it media. You do it during the game. You do it before the game. If you ever watch some of this stuff, like this behind-the-scenes stuff, a lot of these teams, like Belichick would always do this too, but all these teams do it now, is that they'll have a list of all the, like it'll be on the board. Referees, names, like they want you to know.
You know everything.
Everything. So you get out there, hey, how you doing? How's the family? Wife's good? And just because well, all of a sudden now.
They feel like even if you don't realize it, now all of a sudden they're partial to you because they
exactly
think you
right.
like them. You're nice
exactly
to them.
Exactly right.
You're a decent human being.
And if you're a piece of trash to them and you treat them like garbage, guess who's not going to get the benefit of the doubt?
I'd be the worst with that.
I was not great with it. I was bad. Like I would say, just because the heat of the moment. It's
of
like
course.
I would say nasty things and then guess what happens next time?
No, you're not going to get that call.
I'm not getting the call or the quick whistle. I'd be like, the puck is under my glove. And I go, like, where is it? I can't. Meanwhile, the guys are hacking at my glove.
Give me the whistle.
And the ref's like, yeah, see? Shouldn't have said that nasty thing to me.
So do they do that?
Yeah.
They will...
Oh, yeah. They'll MF you. Like, oh, yeah. They get serious sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Like, at one point, I forget what I said. I think I said to him, he said something nasty to me because I was yelling at him.
Did you have referees you specifically didn't like more than others?
Yeah, there was one or two. Just because they would be, like, they were real quick to snipe back at you. Like it wouldn't take anything to get under the skin. But at one point, I said to him, "I was like, oh, look around. Do you see any? Nope, none of them. Not one person in here paid to come watch you referee."
Oh, you said that to him?
He didn't love it.
Oh, really, he didn't appreciate that.
No, was probably not the best thing to say. And then yeah, but it's the game. It's the game within the game. You're playing. I mean, that's part of it too. Is you want every? I mean, you saw last night in the Islanders game how important that stuff is. Carolina scores twice. You don't score once. You lose 2-1 on the power play.
Yeah.
That's how important it is.
Islanders power play, really. That was...
Ugh. It's been bad all season.
Well, how can you... I mean, you can't expect to do big things in the playoffs if your power play is garbage.
Not if you're a team that struggles to score goals.
Right. Specifically that. But even so, like, you need your power play to do well if you're going to...
Well, yeah. Well, you can't have
postseason.
Your power play not producing, and at the same time, your penalty kill not taking care of their job either. Like, you get down early, you're chasing now. But it's only game one.
I know. No,
only
I don't
game
think,
one.
I don't think there's reason to freak out. I think you're fine.
Goalie played great.
Goalie is terrific.
Power play needs to be figured out. I mean, even the goal that, like, the goal that Antti Raanta let in was not a good goal.
No.
No, it was gross.
Islanders, you know what? They don't have a lot of guys that score. They need
Brock Nelson's had a really good season.
Lee can score.
He
can score. Barzal can score.
Barzal's just back. Horvat, you brought him in here to score.
But you need your guys that are capable of scoring to score.
Right.
That's what you need if you're the Islanders.
Yeah, like, I mean, you're big in these moments. Like, yeah, I mean, your best players have to be your best players. Sorokin was great last night. I mean, Brent Burns, one of their best players, best defensemen, gets a puck through, boom, goal. Aho, goal. Like,
you know,
that's who you're relying on.
Very confusing, by the way. The double Sebastian Aho.
It is tough.
Because I was listening for the first bit on the radio, and they're like, Aho with the puck. I'm like, which?
Too many Ahos.
Which, I mean, Sebastian Aho is not a... It's not like Joe Smith.
No.
I mean, the fact that there's two Sebastian Ahos is weird. And that confused me for a while. I was like, wait, when... They traded him, I guess.
No. So you got to watch it. You got to be dialed into the...
Well, when I got home, I was dialed in.
You focused.
I'm not like you, where it's just, you know, I don't have any obligations outside of...
I watched every second of it. Don't miss anything.
Yeah, you're very good.
I was watching collegiate polo.
You're very good.
Nothing. Watch some women's gymnastics, college gymnastics.
RJ, you've been very quiet today.
Yeah, this is what happens when you're gone usually. He's like this.
Really?
These two.
This is terrible. Be honest with me now. Have you ever, you've been in this industry for what, like 15 years?
Sure.
Have you ever seen a more well... I'm going to say red, but not red. But you, like someone who's more on the ball as far as all the sports are concerned.
As Rick?
Than Rick.
No. All consuming, I would say.
It's phenomenal, Rick. See,
I'm
I
like
speak so
brother.
Nicely to you at times, and I don't feel like I get the same in return, but I'm not looking for anything in return. You are as well-studied a sports talk show host as anybody I have ever met, and it's not even close.
That's the highest praise you could ever give me.
Would you agree with that, RJ?
I would. I really would. Now,
more than me.
Like, yeah.
The thing, look, I think I'm very good.
You got a better memory than I do.
Yeah, I can remember stuff, and you can bring me back, like, 40, 50 years,
yes.
And I'm better than you, but as far as watching every single nuance of every game now, you are elite. Elite!
And I did, RJ, tell him, it got uncomfortable in here, when you asked me, like, right as I'm looking Dan Grosse in the eyes, how much I missed you. And I had to be honest. I said a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
And what? How did Dan react?
10 out of 10, I said.
Really?
Yeah.
And Dan reacted well or no?
Yeah, I think he's fine. He's a big boy.
Well,
I understand.
We'll
get something special. You know what I mean?
Very.
Like he knows.
Very.
He gets it.
Very. So, RJ, we must make your job easier? Because you've been on shows in the past where some of the hosts maybe don't pay close attention.
Yeah, just say who you're talking about.
Peter Rosenberg. Hmm.
So here's what I will say.
Mm-hmm.
He's open about the fact, he being Peter, there are a decent amount of things he has to watch, sometimes not watch, but mostly watch, because it's his job. Dave, all the information you bring to the table, I think you'd be doing a lot of it anyway.
100%. That's why Sherry gets so annoyed when people say, like, but he has to watch this for his job. And she'll be like, he does this anyway.
But Rick, I wonder, though, if you took the job part away, would you still consume as much as
no
you do?
No way. No way.
I'll tell you why I disagree with that. Because when we first brought Rick here as part as the Han and Humpty vehicle, this man, that's all he was doing all day, was just consuming all sorts of sports. And he brought, like, from the get-go, like, this is not new. Rick, from the jump, brought all this knowledge, and I'm watching everything. I'm consuming as much as possible, and I'm talking about it the next day.
But I don't know that it's sustainable if he's not in the field. You can't sustain what
that
you do.
That was before kids. You're probably not wrong. Not with the three kids and all the other.
I mean, do you think if you were not doing this, that you get home last night and you're dialed in on every single game? There's no way.
No, I would be able to.
Exactly.
Right. No, but Rick, I almost wear it as a badge of honor where I bring something up, or Ray or someone brings something up, and Rick's like, wait, when or who? I'm like,
I slipped one past the goalie.
This happens like once every like 6 months.
It doesn't happen often.
But it's good. But I mean, it's good that someone is bringing something new. It wouldn't be fun if we've all seen everything.
I stand by the fact that there is no, and RJ, you can correct me if you think I'm wrong, no sports show across the country
more prepared.
That is more prepared and knows more about sports than we do.
I would agree.
Would you go to battle with that argument?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You take genuine interest in what you do. You enjoy getting ready. A lot of people don't. What do all the athletes say? They love the games. They hate the prep.
Right.
You guys love the prep.
Well, because it's all I know.
I love all of it.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like if you took sports away from me, I'd just be like a vapid nothing.
That's not it, though. No, but that's not it.
I agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. But
thanks, pal.
I agree with that, too. But here's the
thing. Thanks so much. Ray, you want to agree?
You'd be that bag that you thought was just kind of, floating along on the West Side Highway.
I'll abstain if it makes you feel
Have
better.
You guys ever heard the song Buy Dirt?
Yes.
Yeah.
They sang it on American Idol.
Right. Yeah. Buy Dirt. Great song.
Not familiar with it.
But he says in the song, find something you love and call it work. We all love this. You'd be doing it regardless.
Yes.
But it's the same thing in professional sports. There are guys that you see that are just good at the sport. They don't love it. And then there are other guys, the guys you like, that all they do all day is eat, sleep, drink that sport because they love it. Yeah. Tom Brady loved it.
Loves it.
Everything about it. If you don't love everything about it, you're not going to put the same kind of time and energy into it.
It's fair.
With this, at this time of the day, you have, if you don't.
If you don't, you'll be swallowed up quick.
It's night-night.
Let's go to Dante in Queens. Dante, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dante. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to chime in a little about the Knicks. But really more so with the Cavs. I'm glad that they're complaining about things because you know what? That only shows like how mentally weak you are. So that actually gives us an advantage that after one game, like Rick had mentioned, you're in the heads.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you one bit. This is exactly, if I'm on the Knicks, this is exactly what I was hoping here after that game, is that they're already thinking about us and complaining about us.
He's complaining about Brunson's antics. He's lucky IQ had a bad game because IQ has those jerky movements, herky jerk, that can also draw fouls on you. So Brunson only shot 4 free throws. So imagine if he didn't have those 3 fouls in the first half. You really would have been sitting there crying and complaining with not only with him cooking you, but also getting and-ones and going to the free throw line. So,
right, Brunson only played 9 minutes in the first half. That's the beauty. But see, Dante, that's the beauty. That's why when Cleveland is looking at this series right now, it makes that loss so much worse for them.
It's a bad loss for them.
It's an awful loss for them. Because you had Julius Randle just coming back after missing 17 days.
Brunson played 9 minutes in the first half.
9 minutes, scored 6 points in the first half.
Grimes did nothing.
Barrett
did nothing.
Right.
Barrett was flat out bad.
And you still lost.
You still lost the
game. And we're down 10.
You still lost the game. Yeah. Darius Garland says we have to throw the first punch tonight in game two.
The refs let us play a lot. We hit first and see how the refs react instead of being punched in the face and just laying down to it. I think that's the mentality that we have to have is go punch first, see what the refs just have and see what they do, see if they can blow the whistle or not. We just set the tone for the game like that.
I don't know what happens tonight, but I'll tell you one thing from listening to all this. The Knicks are clearly in the head of the Cavaliers.
Right, and I don't know why you would have to say that. I mean, it's great. Just let the referee knows that. Let the refs know that we're going to come out overly
physical as you could possibly imagine. And you know who's it's going to be on the shoulders of? You.
Right. But I mean, it's exactly what you want to do as the road team. We always used to talk about the first 5 minutes of the first 10 minutes because you knew you were going to get the home team's best shot. And you would say to yourself, so the guys would stand up in the locker room and say, no, forget that. We go out and throw it first. We go out and we dictate the play the first 5 minutes.
So you don't look at, maybe I'm using the wrong verbiage, but you don't look at tonight as kind of house money for the Knicks? You don't?
No.
Yeah, I really do.
No, just because how quickly this thing can turn, man. It really can, because now all of a sudden you say that, and it's 1-1 and you feel great, and then you turn around in game three and lose it, and now you feel like crap. This
Correct.
Is stranglehold time now.
Well, you can, you're right. You can take complete control of the series, but if the Knicks lose the game tonight, you're not going to be heartbroken.
No, you won't be heartbroken, but it'd be a missed opportunity. I don't think you can just walk into this game. Is there more pressure on Cleveland? Absolutely.
I got to be honest with you. I don't expect the Knicks to win this game tonight.
We'll see.
I mean, it sounds like you're not going to have Josh Hart. Randall's still probably not
100%. I don't know about that.
You think he's going to play?
Play the Thibodeau sound again. I don't know the way he sounds.
Well, here is Thibodeau on Hart status for game two.
We'll see how he feels tomorrow. Usually with sprains like that, it's more how you feel the next day. So he said he felt fine in the game and, you know, see where he is tomorrow.
All right, so we wait and we see. We don't know. He says he doesn't know about that. I guess the question was, is he going to miss the game? He's like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, he doesn't know about that. Tough guy. I think you just weigh in what kind of effect it'll do down the road. Is he better served with the extra days being ready Friday as opposed to trying to rush him back for tonight?
If I told you you would get 95% Josh Hart on Friday night.
If I sat him tonight?
If you sat him tonight.
Then you probably, depending if he was 60, and he's what, 65% now?
Yeah, 65, yeah. 75.
I probably
you
would.
You probably
lean.
Would. You've
it's such a tough choice, though, because
you've done what you had to do.
I know,
though.
But you know how important he is, and you know if you win this game, the whole series is like, it's just, you can taste.
If you win this game tonight, you're winning the
series. It feels like it's night-night.
You're winning the series. In fact, I would go as far as saying if you win this game tonight, I think you have a great chance to sweep this series.
And the other thing is you battle through. There are so many times during the season where you feel awful. You're mentally spent, and I know people are listening to me going, come on, man, it's 82 games, you fly private jets, and you stay at five-star hotels, the Ritz, all that stuff. You get massages whenever you want. I'm just telling you, there are times when you're mentally cooked, when your body feels like complete garbage, and you battle through, and you do whatever it takes because you know how great the payoff is, and the payoff is the playoffs. The last thing you want to do is miss any of these games.
Correct.
Right. He also understands. He's like, he's the same way. I'm sure in his mind he's going, like, even me at 70% or 75%, whatever it is, I know I can help this team. And if we win this game, this series is ours.
If they win this game, but sometimes you have to think big picture and not just the immediate moment.
Well,
right?
That's not our meetup. That's not my decision.
That's correct. That's the coach and the training staff. All right, RJ, we love your stuff you miss, so give it to us, baby.
Now.
See ya.
Bang!
The shit you missed.
Oh, there's a lot of it, isn't there? There's a lot going on right now. It's a bit overwhelming, if I'm being honest.
It is a lot overwhelming.
Hmm. That's why.
And you got a baby on the way. Talk about overwhelming.
Yeah, but it'll calm down by then. How's Ange feeling, by the way?
She has her days, but she's a trooper.
Is she craving anything like weird?
Mm.
Like pickles or
nothing crazy.
No,
nothing crazy.
Butter sandwiches.
I'd call you for that. Cheese, butter, any kind of sandwich.
Uh-huh. You're the sandwich. I can make it.
You're the insider.
You go over to Europe, a lot of butter on
multiple
sandwiches.
Multiple cream cheeses?
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't eat it, but a lot of butter on sandwiches.
Alrighty, away we go. Nets lose to the Sixers last night. Both losses by Brooklyn. They trail 0-2 by double digits. Not great. Brooklyn will host game three. We'll see what kind of difference it makes. Story around the NBA. Last night, Warriors lose to the Kings. They trail Sacramento 2-0. Sure how many people saw that coming, but Draymond Green ejected for stomping on the chest of Domantas Sabonis, who was called for a technical foul. He was holding Draymond's leg, to be fair, but Draymond retaliated way over the top, stomped him right in the middle of the chest, given a flagrant two, led to automatic ejection. Draymond, what happened?
My leg got grabbed second time in two nights. Referees just watch it. I got to land my foot somewhere, and I'm not the most flexible person, so it's not stretching that far. I can only step so far and pulling my leg away, so it is what it is.
I guess it is.
He's very unlikable.
He used his chest as a trampoline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's lucky he didn't really hurt him.
Not great.
He's a 260-pound man.
The size of Sabonis. Stop.
He's
please.
Walloping right on. What happens if he hits that heart in the wrong
come
rhythm?
Come jump on my chest. You'll be fine.
You might not be fine.
Just stop.
I jump right on your chest?
Not my chest. You know, my stomach area.
I wouldn't do it.
Look at you. Wash your laundry on this.
Your anti-Semitic chest?
It's anti-static.
Oh. Bucks are hopeful that Giannis will be ready for Game 2 tomorrow night for Milwaukee. Jaren Jackson, second youngest player ever to win Defensive Player of the Year, behind only Dwight Howard.
Wow.
Youngest ever.
Nice little nugget there, RJ.
That is good.
NHL playoffs have started. One goal loss is not what the Islanders had in mind, but that's how it went. Game one down in Raleigh. 2-1 to the Hurricanes, so game one they take a 1-0 lead. Ilya Sorokin good, 35 saves, but Islanders, Rick, power play.
Garbage.
0-4.
Well, it's been garbage all season.
It's a problem, it's people.
Scoring, not great.
No.
The prohibitive favorites to win it all, the Bruins, they beat the Panthers 3-1 in Game 1. And the Wild over the Stars in a wild game in overtime. Take the first of that series. Scary hit, though.
Pavelski.
Joe Pavelski had to be helped off the ice. He was laying still for a couple of seconds after. Matt Dumba was initially given a five-minute major. That was changed to a two-minute roughing after review. So, no carryover there. The Kings stopped the Oilers 4-3 in overtime in Game 1. Oilers had a goal waved off due to a high stick. Kings capitalized in the extra session. Mets beat the Dodgers. Fifth win in a row. Everyone's favorite, Daniel Vogelbach, homeless for the first time this season. Brett Beatty, nice RBI single in his 2023 debut. Brandon Nimmo, nice catch and three hits. Look at the Mets rolling.
That's right. Five in a row. Let's go.
It's a nice night. Three hits. Nice catch. Nice
really
defensive
nice.
Play.
Tyler McGill on the mound tonight against Kershaw.
He's been good.
Good pitching matchup. Former Met, Jacob deGrom, he left his start yesterday.
You know, I felt it a little bit warming up. Thought it was going to loosen up, and it actually tightened up a little bit as the game went on. So, playing it smart. Could I have kept going? Probably. It was lingering, and it got a little bit worse as the game was going on. And I was like, hey, you know, I just want to play this safe. We got a long season ahead of us.
Long season.
It's always something.
Long
season. Yeah, but you can't say anything right now. You can't. You got to keep your mouth shut now.
Who?
The guy we replaced him with hasn't pitched yet.
Well, I can still say something about DeGrom, though. What do you mean, no? Why can't I?
It's not nice, first of all.
I'm not trying to be mean.
Don't disparage. Second of all, the guy we replaced him with.
I'm not disparaging. All you did was tell me. He's always hurt.
I was upset that DeGrom was gone. He's like, no, don't worry, Rick. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Justin Verlander's going to make all his starts.
He's going to be fine. You know what? Let's get to September and see where we are in comparison between DeGrom and Verlander, okay? And see who makes more starts.
Rangers off to a nice start. The Texas Rangers, that is. All that money they're spending. Got them off to a 10-6 start. Not bad. Pablo Lopez and the Twins.
Somebody picked the Rangers to make it to the postseason.
It was you.
You got DeGrom winning the Cy Young, too.
Well, four shutout innings. That continues.
Brett Beatty's got a beautiful swing, by the way.
Beautiful. Yeah, the opposite of Escobar. What?
The guy just lost his job. He's taking shots at the poor man.
No, just a swing. He's a great guy.
You're right. That's different.
Yeah, that's like you. Just his face.
What's wrong with his face?
Nasty. Nothing.
His face looks beautiful.
All right.
It's a swing I don't
like. Better.
Pablo Lopez, Twins, about to nail down a four-year, $73 million extension. And welcome back, almost, Fernando Tatis Jr. He's back with the Padres. He can't play until Thursday.
So he's been raking in the minors, though.
By the way.
How quickly that has turned, though.
A buddy of mine, Steven, brought this up, and I think it's a good point.
Who's Steven?
My old roommate.
Sounds smart.
Oh, really? Didn't he call one time?
No.
Hello, Steven.
Different person. But I feel like good point that he was suspended, able to play all these AAA games, and he's going to come back all nice and tuned up.
Yes, he is.
I don't know about him playing in AAA games.
I agree. I think you're right. Why is he allowed to play in something affiliated with Major League Baseball?
The guy's hitting like 350. He's going to come back ready to roll.
I think you're right.
Because I would imagine they think that that would make him miss more games than the...
Yeah, well...
Well, how about he can't play minor league games? He's got to go play in, like, the DR or something. Find at-bats for yourself.
Independent league?
Or you know what? Take, you know, at-bats against simulated games.
Well, what do you think?
He could play in Rick.
I think they want him back, and I think they want him producing at a high level.
Right. Major League wants him. Major League Baseball wants him back. The Padres want him back.
It's a strange dynamic that the guy is suspended and is playing in minor league baseball.
He hasn't played since 21. He could play in Rick's
yeah, but I mean, the NFL doesn't the NFL do the same thing? No, you can come back and still practice with the team at some point.
Sure,
but... Finish suspension.
Yeah, different, you know, taking BP, going to play against AAA guys.
But there's no... What league was the NFL guys going to play in?
I don't know. XFL. USFL?
Up for the Sea Wagons.
I was watching the Sea Wagons.
Josh Gordon plays for the Sea Wagons.
He's fast.
I was watching the Sea Wagons the other day.
How'd they do?
I don't know. I didn't really...
I don't know.
I didn't watch the end.
You're really watching closely, huh?
You're not really watching that closely. Come on now.
But it was on the TV for a time.
Okay, good.
stuff I missed.
How'd they do? I don't know.
Ben DiNucci.
Really breaking
out.
It down.
Yeah, Ben DiNucci, AJ McCarron. Jalen Hurts, rich man. 5 years, $179 million guaranteed. Could be worth as much as $255 million. Report yesterday, Patrick Mahomes' ankle still not totally right, but should be ready by the time... Snaps are a little more serious to be taken in the summer. And a strange situation in Houston. GM Nick Caserio has had to address a couple of times now whether or not he will be around after the draft. So he's going to handle the Texans draft, but they may bring in D'Amico Ryans, the new head coach, and there's some thought that maybe there's a little handshake agreement behind the scenes and maybe after the draft he's on the outs.
Why would they want him to run the draft, though?
I don't know. He quoted...
Because they've already gone through the process.
He quoted Leo DiCaprio in Wolf of Wall Street. He said, I'm not leaving yesterday.
Nice.
So, we'll see, though.
Famous last words.
If you're a Jets fan looking to buy a jersey, maybe hang tight on the Garrett Wilson jersey purchase.
Switch numbers?
Yeah, he's going from 17. He will be 17 this season because there's that rule if you switch...
You got to buy the inventory.
You got to buy out of the inventory. He said, I'm switching to 5. Wanted to let y'all know. So,
really?
Good thing I got the sauce jersey instead.
I don't know.
Yes.
If a Mike White.
Yeah, but don't buy a Mike White Jets jersey for $49.99 on the rack. He's gone.
No, don't buy it for $2.
Yeah.
It's no longer a Jet.
The Josh Harris-led bid for the Commanders has been filed for a little over $6 billion officially. And finally, Mike Bray, former Notre Dame men's hoops coach, he will be an assistant on the Atlanta Hawks next year.
No, I didn't see that. Thanks for that, RJ.
There you go.
Yep. There you have it. Is that around the league?
Yeah, I got to see what happened with the Sea Wagons. I don't know. I really have no idea.
We got to talk when we get back because I know we got to go to break. We got to talk about this Jalen Hurts contract for a minute.
All right, we'll talk about Jalen Hurts. We'll get to your calls on the Rangers, the Devils, the Islanders, the Nets,
Sea Dragons won.
Nice. That's my team.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you wanted to bring up the Jalen Hurts contract, so I'll let you run with this.
Well, I want to get your initial thoughts. Because again,
here's the thing. You have to dissect it in a couple of ways, right? It's like $255 million, but then what's guaranteed and what's the payoff as we move along, right? So those are the different things you have to look at. So $255 is a lot of money, which is what, $51 million a year extension?
Highest average annual, yes.
Okay. Guaranteed is $179, is that
That's
accurate?
That's correct.
And then what are we talking about money against the cap? Do you have that for the coming years?
Here's the interesting part. Because I think a lot of people saw this and said to themselves, well, that's a lot of money. How is this going to affect the pieces around Jalen Hurts?
Right.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. So this upcoming season, Jalen Hurts' cap hit is $6 million. 2024, his cap hit is $13.5 million.
All right, so he makes $20 million cap hit combined the next 2 years, which is nothing.
2025,
right?
Cap hit, just under $22
million. Nothing.
2026, cap hit, just under $32
million. Which is, not at that point,
nothing.
In what, 4 years you're talking about?
4 years.
Nothing.
So they will be able to put plenty of talent around.
So they put it all at the end, and when you get to the end in 5 years, you know what they're going to do? They're going to do this again.
Exactly the same.
Because in 5 years, he'll be what, 29, 30?
Yeah, what is he, 20? I think he's 24.
Okay, so he'll be 29. So they'll do this again.
Yep.
So I honestly, listen, do I think he is, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, he's in that tier, that like second tier. It goes Mahomes, and then it's Allen, it's Burrow, it's Hurts. I don't think so. I don't believe that to be true.
I think he was going to win the, if he, had he not got hurt, I think he probably would have won the MVP.
Okay, but, but winning the MVP doesn't necessarily mean you're better than Joe Burrow.
No, no, he's not better than Joe Burrow. He's not better than Patrick Mahomes.
And I don't think he's better than Josh Allen.
No,
right, that's my point.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not, you're not paying him because he's better than those three now. You're paying him because you feel like he has the opportunity to get, first of all, he took you to the Super Bowl. And the second part
he's very good.
He could get you to that level.
He's a very good quarterback. And you know what it says a lot about just the intestinal fortitude of this guy? This guy was benched in a national championship game.
Yeah, instead.
Right? And sat there and watched and rooted and cheered and hoped and then was drafted in, what, the second round? When a lot of people thought he was going to be a first-round pick, he moves to the second round, and he has done a great job. I don't like him just solely because he's Eagles-related,
right.
But you have to respect what kind of a guy, what kind he of player, what kind of
right
teammate
stuff.
He is. Yes, he does.
You feel very comfortable paying him, and on top of that, it's the beauty of being a second-round pick when you go ball out, is that they don't have a fifth-year option, right? I mean, so guy gets his money early, he's happy, team is happy.
Right.
And now they move forward and try to win a Super Bowl.
You know who should take a watch to this? Eric DaCosta and the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. So, okay, you kind of laid it out. So, guaranteed at signing for Jalen Hurts is 110. Practical guarantees, $179.3 million. Did you see, by any chance, Ian Rappaport's tweet the other day?
Mm-mm.
So, here is the comparison he tweeted out. Offer to Lamar, as opposed to the Jalen Hurts new contract. Hurts is 179.3 guaranteed for injury. Lamar was 175 million guaranteed for injury. Will become in March of 2026 200 million. So 175 guaranteed for injury, which is 4 million less, but would get to 200 million.
Okay.
And he said no.
They offered him a. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
No,
but I mean, he must be of the mindset that
he wants Deshaun Watson money, and he's going. But here's what I don't understand.
But why not structure? There's ways you can structure it. Like, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, like, make it a longer term deal. If you're so focused on the 230 guaranteed, then get 231 guaranteed and just.
But maybe they're not willing to do that.
Why not? If you're going to give him 200, work the length of the deal to make it more team friendly.
Extend the deal 2 years down the road.
Make it more team friendly. Which is exactly what Patrick Mahomes did. I mean, when you first saw Patrick Mahomes' number, you're like, holy, I mean, a 10-year, $450 million deal.
Right.
But the way they structured is, which, I mean, he's not getting $230 million guaranteed, but you figure, like, he's going to continue to be the best quarterback in football, and then as his number starts to escalate, they'll just, your cap hits, $39
we'll
million.
Kick it down the road.
We'll convert this to signing bonus, then we'll kick it down the road.
There's always ways.
Or take a short-term deal. Right? I mean, they just added Odell Beckham Jr. Sign a shorter-term deal.
There's no way they signed Beckham and the intent is not to bring back Lamar Jackson.
Well, that was the other report, right? If you get Hopkins and Beckham.
Hopkins or Beckham, right?
Well, I think you wanted both.
Well, I think they said to him, like, we can't get you both
guys. We just paid a fortune for Odell. So, I mean, there's no way. Is Odell signing there if he doesn't think that he's going to be the quarterback?
Could you imagine Odell with Tyler Huntley?
No.
He'd lose his mind.
No, that would go against everything he was talking about.
Let's get to some of these calls. Let's go to Lou in Manalapan. Lou, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, fellas, let's go Knicks. Let's go Rangers. I guess let's go Mets as well.
Lou, I like you, and it makes me sick to my stomach when you say that.
When he says what? Let's go Rangers?
Because he's like, he's diehard Knicks.
Nobody's perfect.
Listen, if it makes you feel better, Rick, if we're going to compare the two rival playoff teams in the area, the Islanders don't even come close to the amount of hate that I have for the New Jersey Devils, their organization, their fans, everything about them. I just despise them. Wow. Way more than the Yankees, way more than the Patriots.
Wow.
But when I call in this morning, hopefully a lot more energy than my more recent calls. You know, I'm calling because I think the Ranger fan base needs to get pumped.
You don't think the Rangers fan base is pumped for this?
No. I know they're pumped. I just don't want them to be anxious like I have been finding myself, you know, going into the series because, you know, the Devils are a different animal. They always somehow find a way to disappoint Ranger fans like myself. 2012 lives rent-free in my head. My friends, you know, are always bickering about, you know, the Brodeur years and all that stuff. But
you're not old enough to remember 94, or you remember 94?
Me? Yeah. Well, I'm 28 years old. No, I was
so you don't remember 94.
Two and a half months. Yeah, I was, you know, just a little swimmer out there. But the thing is with this Devils team is they're young. They're exciting. They beat you to pucks. And I'm just worried that, you know, if we don't physically dominate them in these early two games, that we'll have a problem. So I just hope that we kind of take a page from the Knicks book and we just come out and we start banging bodies and getting after it early. So,
well, here's the biggest difference, though. I get what you're saying. Here's the biggest difference is this is not a Devils team that is just Donovan Mitchell. Like Cavs is
a good team.
It's a good team. I mean, I know Hughes is kind of the guy you focus on. You know, almost got to 100 points, had a great season. But you also got, I mean, Heischer, Dougie Hamilton had a great year. Jesper Bratt can fly.
They're fast.
They're fast, and they will capitalize on your mistakes.
You know what the funny thing is? The Rangers want to go up and down.
They would like to play a skill game, yeah.
But I don't think you want to go up and down with the Devils. You want to keep it somewhat
right. You
contained.
Got guys. Listen, you got highly skilled guys. Like, I mean, you know what Panarin wants to do. You know what Kane would like to do. Like, those are there's a certain way those guys would like to play. I think they're smart enough to realize against this Devils team, matchup-wise, that is not going to be something that's conducive to winning. Turning pucks over in the neutral zone against the New Jersey Devils is a recipe to get beat.
You get clobbered. Now, the advantage you have, and I'm not saying that the Devils' goaltending is bad, but it's not Shesterkin.
No,
it's not.
No.
But that being said, the Islanders have the advantage in that, and they're down 1-0.
Right, but but the Islanders don't have the same kind of power play that the Rangers have.
No.
They don't have the same kind of firepower the Rangers have. And both of these teams, top to bottom, I mean, you look at the forwards for both of these teams, there's some depth there, too. The addition of Timo Meier for the Devils is a huge addition. They brought in Palat for a reason, right? His experience with Tampa.
They have a lot of guys. They have a lot of guys. This is a star-studded series.
Right, they got a good physical fourth line. I mean, yep. this is going to be a tough series.
Listen, if you are looking at this saying Rangers are just going to go out there and beat the Devils, I think you're sorely mistaken.
Right, you got to be, listen, I mean, you know what you got to do.
They can win the series, right. But I don't think this is show up and win the series.
Truba's going to have to be physical. I would love to see Keandre Miller play with a little bit of an edge. You've seen the kid line. Play with the kind of edge you need in the postseason. Mm-hmm. Got to get pucks deep. Got to punish the defenseman.
And I think they will. I feel good about the Rangers, but am I anxious? Absolutely.
You should be.
Yeah, and I am.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Now, the game tonight is going to be on 1050. Because the Knicks and the Cavs are going to be right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Yankees. And we have no idea where Raymond's going to be yet.
Ray, do you? I mean, we're not far away from the game. What are you doing tonight?
Listen, things are in motion.
Ooh,
I'm trying to make
gives you nothing.
I'm trying to make sure that the broadcast, both broadcasts, are of the highest quality tonight. I've got a responsibility.
Of course you are. You have tremendous pride in your work. Do you want me to do anything for you?
I think Don's already committed.
Like, no, I didn't mean, you mean to babysit?
Don's doing play-by-play tonight, right?
He's doing play-by-play and hosting.
Ooh.
He's doing
pre and play-by-play.
He's doing it all.
So in the intermission, I'll be like, I'm Don LaGreca, and I'll send it to Don LaGreca on the other side. Is that what happens?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets no break. He's got to do intermissions,
I can't quite tell you the text that he sent me, but he says, I'll do everything. Big broadcasting.
Wow.
There's an expletive in there. I'll check.
You couldn't get anybody else, though? To do
Nobody
it.
Else is available. This is
how are you
do.
Not available for? I mean, game
Who's
one
not
of
available?
The Rangers.
That is really crystallizing where Dave sits in the eyes of
They'll let Don do everything over me doing anything.
Don wants to do everything.
Barney.
No, I'm not even Barney.
You're Barney
Rebel.
They let
Barney do pregame.
You know what's troubling? The message out of the broadcast is no one's available. And I'm sitting, looking right now at someone that is available.
They don't want me. They make it perfectly
clear.
Yeah, but
you wouldn't, want to do that. You got Knicks going on. There's a lot. You need to be focused.
I would not want to do it.
No. You have the contact info, I'm sure, of the people.
No, why should I beg to them? You're my contact info.
Because you're begging to me.
I'm not begging.
As if I have some sort of power.
I don't even want to do it. I'd like to be asked, would you like to do it? And then I'd say, no, you know what? I don't want to do it.
No, it's a good
point. Okay, so that's what it all comes down to at the end of the day. You just want to be asked. You want the power to say, no, forget you. I'm Dave Rothenberg. I don't need to do this.
That's not what I wanted. If you remember back, I was really nice to Ray. I said, Ray, if you ever need someone to fill in, I'm happy to help you out. And he's like, oh, that's nice. Let me find out. He goes, and they're like, no, we don't want any part of him.
Yeah,
no,
but that's not what they said.
I think the professionalism would be called into question. I mean, let's just fast forward. Let's just say Rangers trail 1-0, first intermission. Dave comes on. It wouldn't be Dave Rothenberg from the MSG studios. It'd be, we are the worst. I mean, can you believe that first period?
Yeah.
That's why.
Pretty much.
They need you to be objective.
But I think that's what people want, though.
But I'm not objective.
They want raw emotion.
Why would they want me to be objective?
I want a homer broadcast.
Is that what you want?
That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want another person.
They love Dave Maloney. Dave Maloney sits there and screams about the Rangers getting screwed by the officiating.
Dave Maloney was a captain of the team.
So? Yeah.
He went to the cup final with them.
I'm a fan captain.
He's the Pied Piper of fans.
I'm a big fan. I was at every Rangers playoff game in 94. I sat there in section 411 every single game. Man offered me $2,500 cash for my two tickets to game 7 against the Canucks. You know what I said? Get out of here.
Really?
Canucks. Get out of here.
Canucks.
Wouldn't even think about it.
What if Rick Tuca was the coach?
Rick Tuca, he wasn't playing on that 94 team.
Rick Tuca.
No.
We're just fully committed now.
Rick Tuchel.
I don't think anyone questions your fandom. I question how much Ray went to bat for you.
I'm sure it was.
How dare you?
We've seen Ray bat.
Well, I mean, right.
Oh, see, now we're going there. Taking a shot. Okay, you know what? Never mind. I regret going to bat for you. I regret asking
you. Went to bat.
You.
So they said, we don't want that guy. And you said, well, why not? I want answers.
Why would I do that?
No, see, he didn't go to bat. He didn't.
No, yes, I did ask.
He gingerly asked.
No, maybe that's why he can't get hit, because he thought that was going to bat.
He gingerly asked. They said, there's no way we want him. And then that was it.
Again, all of this is a moot point, because you yourself said you just want the ability to say no.
Tonight.
So what does it matter?
But not
so
every
what
night.
What does it matter at the end of
you
the
know,
day?
You know, forget it. Let's go to
you're
some of the
big
calls.
Baby.
Mike, and you're a big baby. You jerk. Hairpiece. Mike in Monroe. Good morning, Mike. You're on 98.7.
Morning, guys. First time, long time here.
We appreciate the call, Mike. What's going on?
I think I got a little two-parter for you guys. First being, are we in for the best 11 months in New York sports history?
Hopefully.
We're on the verge of a great sports year.
I love to hear that. I've only seen the Rangers win in 94 of my favorite sports teams, so I could use some love here. And then two being a little cuddle, marry, trash, bury.
Oh. CMTB.
The Yankees World Series. Jets, Giants, Super Bowl. Oof. Rangers, Islanders meeting up in the playoffs. Knicks, Nets meeting up in the playoffs.
Wait, which one of those things would be the ideal for us?
No, just the cuddle, marry, trash.
What are you saying? Most likely to happen?
Most likely to happen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Islanders, Rangers could happen this year.
But that would only be round two.
Oh, I mean this year, though.
He said this year.
No, but he said Jets, Giants. Jets, Giants is... That's the whole thing. That's, you know, right?
He's talking Super Bowls, yeah. He's talking Super Bowls and World Series. So I say you have to marry. Islanders could play the Rangers this year.
Islanders could play the Rangers this year, yes. I think Mets, Yankee. I don't know about the Mets. Yeah. Jets, Giants is not, you're not going to see that. What was the
expectation
other
for the Jets, though, is to be right
there. The Giants are not a Super Bowl caliber
team. How dare you?
I don't think the Giants are a Super Bowl caliber team.
Yeah, so you probably go Yankees.
Yankees, Mets?
Oh, I mean, get one of the teams. He's not saying Yankees play the Mets.
Oh, I thought he was saying...
No, he's saying which teams. I don't understand the question.
Yeah.
I thought he meant which teams.
Thought he meant which matchup would you most likely see.
Well, this is...
Let's just move on, because that seemed over.
Well, the easiest answer to that question is that you could see the Islanders, Rangers next round.
Too. You see the Islanders, Rangers, Devils now.
Right.
Dave in Buffalo. Make it more clear, Dave. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show.
I have a Mets question, but I actually wanted to thank Dave first.
You're very welcome. Whatever it is, you're very welcome. But go ahead.
This is the truth. I have to drink. I have issues, and I have to drink Metamucil every day, and that is gross. And I've had to drink that stuff before, like a colonoscopy. And every time I have to do something gross and disgusting, I think of you, Dave. And as I'm like, oh no, I got to drink this nasty stuff. I hear in my head, let's go. And I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Let's go.
It motivates me. You should be a motivational speaker.
I think I'd be like the guy that lived down by the river.
That's great. That's something that's disgusting in potential bowel movements. First thing, Dave.
No, that's not what he thinks of. Dave, you think of me as a motivator, not as a repulsive individual, right?
Yeah, like that that tall guy, Tony whatever.
Tony Robbins.
I'm the Tony.
I'm the Tony Robbins of Sports Talk Radio.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I think of. Before I get off the toilet, I wipe my Dave and then flush it.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Oh, God.
You see what I have to deal with, Dave?
Let's go! I'm sorry you got to deal with that.
Thank you. You got anything else?
Yeah, I just had a quick next question. I heard about Carlos Correa hitting go-ahead double the other day against the Yankees and a solo home run. And I know that Beattie's doing well. They called him up. But do you think that the Mets will ever regret not pulling the trigger on Correa and maybe using Beattie as a trade?
Well, you wouldn't have to trade Beattie for Carlos Correa. You just would have signed him as a free agent.
He's saying if you had Correa, now you could trade Beattie.
That's right.
Right, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, but I mean, you had Correa, but then you looked at his physical and you said it's not worth the investment.
I think there's a better chance that you could look at that and say, God, I wish you had him now.
No.
Like this year, next year, maybe the year
after.
Well,
not now, because he's not off to a great start.
You know what, like in the immediate, right? Like this year, next season, 5 years down the road, would that be an attractive deal? 7 years down the road, I don't know.
Unless you got exactly what you were hoping for, which is a World Series or two.
Nate in the car, you've been on hold for a while, so I want to get to you quickly, Nate. You're on 98.7.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Well, I'm at work now because, you know, I've been on for like 40 minutes.
Sorry.
No, it's all
Dave,
good.
Nate. I have no control.
Yeah, everything is me. I apologize.
No. It's okay. You're a pug is what it is. I want to talk Rangers. This is a series that probably makes me want to puke by tonight. You know, I'm nervous as hell. We need to establish a heavy forecheck. We need to come out hitting this team hard. Like, no joke, Trouba needs to run the true train through Jack Hughes. Not at him, but through him, just to destroy him. I want devil's blood painted on the doorposts of Madison Square Garden. I want blood this series. I want the Rangers to just demolish them.
I hope they demolish them, too. I don't need the...
It got dark.
The pagan ritual. Making the devils bleed all over the place.
Wow.
But I would like to beat the devils as well. All right, Raymond, go ahead.
Today's three stars.
Yes, just because it's the devils does not mean we need a satanic ritual. Thank you. This show...
Number three.
I guess the official thing is that we are banana eaters on this show.
That's
Dave,
right.
Dave once again has brought the bananas... got a little weird making
RJ. Why is there banana peel on the counter over there?
Because I've discarded the one I just ate.
He's composting.
You discarded it on the counter.
No, it's going to be thrown away. I don't have a trash can in here.
You get back to your place. Put that thing in the microwave for like 10 seconds.
At least it's not dropped on the floor and then trying to be ingested over here.
That's a valid point. You're running out of time.
Number two.
Yeah. Learned about plane etiquette today. Cuddle, marry, trash the feet on the plane, the recliner, and what was the other one? The armrest.
Yeah.
So I think we're all in agreement there, which makes me feel a little bit better about you.
Number one.
Best part about Dave Rothenberg's apology today was not that he was sorry about mislabeling a bomb for a baseball, but that Sherry got offended and said that's the best apology you've ever given. I agree with her. It's great stuff.
Well, thank you very much. And on that note, it's rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg, and
let's go Rangers!
Yuck on 98.7 ESPN.
Let's go!
Thanks for listening to the DPH and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.